part of them have been certified letters and part of them have just been letters. And I have copies of them. I'm not going to go into who all I've sent them to, but right now we have, the letters that I've sent out have been focusing primarily, but not exclusively, but primarily on 203 that comes into Bearden and on Highway 79 from both sides. And I even sent letters to some of the residents that live outside the city limits, that their properties are what you see when you first come into town. And I'm just asking them to help us, you know, make our city a welcoming area. I will tell you, I was in tears. I've been driving the town quite a bit at night, or I mean, still during the daylight, but after work. And I was in tears when I went down one street that I have sent a letter to. In fact, we're going to have to do something legal in this situation because it's so bad. That whole street needs to be condemned. I'm just heartbroken. I'm really heartbroken that we have so many citizens in Bearden that seem like they don't care. They don't care what the city looks like. However, out of the 28 letters, I didn't sit down and just make a list. I think probably 10, at least 10 or more properties as of yesterday that I was driving around and looking at have really made a tremendous improvement, especially on 79. If you look, there's been a lot of grass cut. One of the worst places, and I do realize that business had been rented out and a lot of what was left, trash and stuff, was from their rental, but it is on 79. They cleaned over there last week, all week long. There's just a couple items left there, and I don't know how they're going to get out there, but it just looks so much